Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Good to have you here on JR Morning. And we got a lot to talk about, Lloyd.
And,
you know, if it ain't, an explosive diarrhea parasite, it's air quality.
God.
It's a tough time to be in Michigan these days.
Yesterday, it wasn't so bad yesterday.
No, thankfully, the air quality here is starting to improve.
Yeah.
It's starting to improve. Unfortunately, even though things are starting to get a little better, we do have storms on the horizon.
Yeah.
So that is coming as well. So the weather roller coaster continues to chug along.
And it's going to be cooler, too. I mean, it's going to be actually in the 70s. We won't be hitting those 90s, you know, so it'll be a little cooler.
Yeah, for sure.
For the rest of the week.
So there's that. And then, of course, we've got the CDC saying it's Taylor Farms. No, it's not Taylor Farms. Our bad, Taylor Farms. But it's probably still you, Taylor Farms.
The FDA says a laboratory testing linking Taylor Farms, the Mexico iceberg lettuce, to the nation's cyclospora outbreak was a false positive. Despite that finding, the agency says its investigation continues and the voluntary recall of iceberg lettuce sourced from central Mexico remains in place out of an abundance of caution. The FDA is still advising consumers not to eat recalled lettuce or lettuce served at affected Taco Bell locations while investigators work to identify the source of the outbreak. In Michigan alone, 6,000 cases now of cyclospora have been reported. More than 100 people hospitalized.
So the FDA said Taylor Farms did not, after all, test positive for the parasite cyclospora, but they did come out and say it probably still is Taylor Farms. We just don't know for sure.
Yeah.
So again, we're left with questions on where this parasite is coming from.
And people continue to get it because these numbers keep rising. You know, it hasn't leveled off or, you know, maybe a few. They keep rising by at least 1,000, seems like every day.
Yeah. Where are we up to now? You say 6,000?
6,148.
Yeah. So they keep going up.
Yeah.
They keep going. My little guy had a scare this weekend.
Right. But it ended up not being that, though.
Uh-oh.
Right?
You know, it's one thing to have it as an adult, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's crappy. But as a kid?
It's tougher as a kid because my man doesn't quite understand what's happening.
Yes.
Let's see, how do I put this? I said, hey, man, listen, if you feel like you got to pass gas.
Yeah. Don't. Go to the bathroom.
Get right to the bathroom.
Yeah. Because there's no separation.
Because there
usually
were.
Usually there when you're going through that.
I'll tell you this, mistakes were made on his end. Mistakes were made. And we had to rectify them.
Yes.
Which we did.
Of course.
But yeah, thankfully, false alarm, all good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good
just
for him.
Just an upset belly.
Yeah. Good for him. Yes.
Yeah. Meanwhile, on Iran, CENTCOM confirming that it's a 10th consecutive nights of strikes on Iran. They targeted Iranian military command centers, maritime capabilities, missile and drone launch sites, air defense systems to, they say, degrade Iran's ability to continue attacking commercial vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. That's something we've heard for months at this point. And the president has said largely their military capabilities have been eradicated, although that is obviously not the case at this point. Mm-hmm. The State Department, meanwhile, issuing worldwide cautions for Americans due to this tension in the Middle East. The worldwide caution has been issued. The security environment remains complex with the potential for unforeseen escalation. Americans currently in the Middle East should exercise caution and heightened vigilance and should be prepared for possible flight cancellations, periodic airspace closures, and potential travel disruptions. They also say that U.S. diplomatic facilities, including outside the Middle East, have been targeted. Iran and groups supportive of Iran may target other U.S. interests overseas or at locations associated with the United States and Americas throughout the world. So they're just saying monitor embassies, consulars, where you're at to make sure you are getting updates, to make sure that you are in the know if something goes wrong. And, I mean, I know people that, even for work purposes, that weren't traveling to the Middle East, but like companies were saying, now we'll just stay here and do it via Zoom whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
That they don't want people traveling internationally at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. As fighting between the U.S. and Iran intensifies, the war is hitting close to home for families of Michigan service members deployed from Selfridge Air National Guard Base. Paul Rouse, who says his son and fellow troops came under a barrage of Iranian missiles and drones, forcing them into bunkers as housing areas were destroyed by explosions and fire. While his son escaped without injury, many service members lost all of their personal belongings and are now living in tents on food rations. So it's, you know, don't I always say there's some type of Michigan connection? It's always a Michigan connection with all of these stories, these major stories. There's some kind of way it ends up being some type of Michigan connection.
Yeah, I would prefer it
not to be, but yeah.
Not to be in this case.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, certainly. Meanwhile, Michigan Athletic Director Ward Manuel says he will step down at the end of 2026. It'll be the end of an 11-year tenure for Ward Manuel. There was a lot of success for Michigan Athletics. They won a national title in football, a national title in basketball. The hockey team continues to play really well. But there has been controversy, too. And this comes after an independent culture review of the athletic department, including the firings of Sharon Moore and accountability within the systems, reportings within the systems, the culture in the athletic department. President Dominic Grosso said he would remain through the end of the year, he being Ward Manuel, to help implement reforms while a national search is conducted for a replacement.
Well, there was a lot of talk about whether he was going to be let go or whether he was going to step down, and he had said, nope, I'm not going anywhere. I plan on being here. Well, something changed.
I mean, Juwan Howard hit a guy in a handshake line.
Uh-huh, sure did.
A coach of the Wisconsin Badgers.
Yes.
You had Sharon Moore fired for this this relationship with a staffer.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you had the Connor Stallions sign-stealing scandal. You had another coach who was looking at, you know, female athletes within the university system.
Yep.
So something there was amiss. I mean, things were not.
No, that's just not
on
normal.
The up and up.
No, that's just not normal. And so, yeah, something had to change. And, you know, maybe he's, you know, he did the right thing.
It is odd that he's getting this kind of runway, though. I mean,
yeah. Okay.
If you're going to be out, you're out.
Yeah.
Or you're going to stay. I mean, it's a weird middle ground.
Maybe because of his tenure and maybe because of some of the successes that they have had, they cut them a little slack a little bit, maybe.
I know, but if you're going off of the information in a report that shows that there was some sort of dysfunction within the athletic department, not necessarily on the result side of things. Things went well for them.
Yeah, yeah.
But just
culture
in the culture of things, it's odd that you would allow somebody to
stay on
for another five, six months.
Yeah.
Tigers get a win yesterday. It was an exciting game. They beat the Cubbies 8-6 in Chicago. Torkelson and Dingler coming away as the big bats for the Tigers. Dylan Dingler, two solo home runs for Detroit, just continues to have a wonderful year as well. And since the break, sorry, I just want to make sure I get this right.
Okay.
Since the break, they are 3-1. So
okay,
beat the Angels 2-3, opener of the Cubbies yesterday. And again, this is going to be a tough decision for Scott Harris.
Very tough.
Come trade deadline.
Absolutely.
Because we have Tarek Skubal on the record saying, we want to be buyers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We feel like we've got the pieces to make a run here. We're playing well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they dug themselves into quite a hole in May. But here they are playing good baseball, and they don't want to go anywhere. They want to keep everybody
taking advantage of the – because the Cubs, you know, made some flubs, too, and we took advantage of them.
Of course we did. Yeah, that's what good teams do.
That's exactly.
Good teams don't waste those flubs.
No, they do not.
You want to take advantage of the flubs.
Yes, you do.
Anytime there's a flub, you need to take advantage of it.
Got to do it.
And they took advantage of the flubs.
Got to be consistent, though, when you do it.
All right, we'll talk Iran coming up next with Lucas Tomlinson at Fox News. It's JR Morning.
Five things first thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Loy Jackson, and Jamie Edmond.